Hundreds of displaced nursing home residents are waiting to get back to facilities still being repaired from Sandy damage. The evacuation of residents from long-term care institutions was, by all accounts, a very bumpy affair, both in the immediate aftermath of the storm and in the months that followed. State and federal officials are planning to release new disaster preparedness guidelines for these homes in the coming weeks. WNYC's Fred Mogul joins us now to talk about what really happened to these residents and what changes could be coming to the institutions where they live. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So remind us about what kinds of patients we're talking about here and the decision to have shelter in place while ordering everyone else in their areas to evacuate.
Right. For today, we're talking about the elderly, the physically disabled, the mentally ill. Some of them are relatively independent. Others are really quite frail. Keeping them in place was a calculated bet, authorities said at the time, and they've been repeating ever since, that based on the forecast they had going into the weekend before Sandy, when they really had time to act and do something, enough time to safely evacuate these vulnerable groups, the risk from moving them would actually be greater than if they actually stayed in place and faced the storm in their buildings. Again, these are vulnerable populations, and moving them is not something that's taken lightly. Then Sandy came. The damage really was so severe, much more than anticipated. Power outages were so widespread. It became clear that they belatedly needed to move these people, you know, out of these residential homes and get them someplace else as quickly as possible.
Now, has the shelter-in-place strategy been so discredited that it won't be part of a disaster response in the future?
I don't think so. Shelter-in-place really always is an option, and it's a little bit of a roll of the dice. You look at the forecast very closely. But there does seem to be a consensus that there you need to have a better backup plan. You need more robust, more nimble plans if that doesn't work.
And what would those plans consist of?
Well, these homes are required by law to have evacuation plans, some place to go. They have contracts with other facilities, with busing companies. What happened in Sandy, though, was that so many places were in distress and other places were close to full anyway. There just was no place to go. I talked to one place in the Rockaways. It had two contracts, one with another place in the Rockaways, one with a place in Coney Island. Wasn't really much help. Mm. Experts say the state really needs to play a more active role in kind of regional planning, coordinating these evacuation plans during quiet times when the storms are not on the horizon. And then they need to be on top of, you know, who's supposed to go where and what the available capacity is. So that plan that I just talked about, like that it wouldn't have been submitted. It wouldn't have been certified because you wouldn't have had a backup plan within a couple miles also on the coast.
Right. So how would that all work?
Well, in New York, these homes send these plans in for certification. Albany really only reviews them once a year. In Louisiana, where they know something about hurricanes, states send these in monthly. The state is really always on top of you know where people are supposed to go, where capacity is. During hurricane season, the state actually reviews these plans weekly. They're weekly submissions, and they're reviewed weekly. So again, they're really on top of the scene down there. They also know where places for people to go other than nursing homes, really, again, like if everything's shut down. So they have a sense of one person told me church camps and things like that. Here in New York, they just had to scramble basically and find mothballed wings on hospitals and a mostly closed psychiatric facility for one group.
Is there a good inventory of those available spaces and are they ready for an evacuation?
There doesn't appear to be. Advocates and elected officials have been calling for many years for the state to really get on top of it, and there just hasn't been the political will. In the Gulf, it took events like Hurricane Andrew in the 90s, Katrina, Rita 7 or so years ago, for the facilities in the state to work more closely together. Maybe Sandy will play that role here. The federal government hasn't said it has said it is revising guidelines, hasn't said what they will be and when they'll come out. But people in the state I've talked to said that this is something they hope to push for.
All right. Thanks very much, Fred.
Thank you, Sotirios.